USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Reports are coming in from the Middle East. An Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander was killed by a drone strike along the Syrian-Iraq border on Tuesday. Iran denies the event took place and will continue to look into this. The Supreme Court heard arguments Monday over President Trump's directive to exclude illegal immigrants in the country from the 2020 census count. The census determines the number of House seats each state gets and the allocation of funding to states. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said state officials are investigating third-party groups trying to register people in other states to vote in the Georgia Senate runoffs.
These third-party groups have a responsibility to not encourage illegal voting. If they do so, they will be held responsible.
The investigations are into at least four groups. Efforts come ahead of the January 5th Senate runoffs that will determine control of the U.S. Senate. We are USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Backing President Trump's claim of voter fraud, proof of the voter fraud has been delivered to the FBI. The FBI is using voter fraud information collected by the Amistad Project. The project's director, Philip Klein, said Monday on Newsmax TV.
We've come up with hundreds of thousands of Republicans who say they never requested a ballot, but they voted absentee by somebody else. We've identified people outside of the state who voted within the state. And all of this occurred in the key swing states that we're speaking about. And there's also one other important point to make about all of these areas. Had hundreds of millions of dollars poured into their election offices by Mark Zuckerberg, matching the federal government expenditure. And through his charities, they paid the election judges, they paid the people who boarded up the windows, they bought the machines, and America was kicked out of the counting room and a billionaire invited in all of these swing state urban core cities.
Klein is the former Attorney General of the state of Kansas. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republicans in the state of Ohio are moving forward to impeach the Ohio Republican governor. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
A group of Ohio lawmakers has filed articles of impeachment against the state's governor. The group of Republican state representatives have brought 12 articles of impeachment against Republican Governor Mike DeWine, alleging his coronavirus orders are unconstitutional. In a statement, the lawmakers accused DeWine of, among other things, meddling in the conduct of a presidential primary election and arbitrarily closing and placing curfews on certain businesses while allowing other businesses to remain open. They also claim the state's mask mandate, quote, promotes fear, turns neighbors against neighbors, and contracts the economy by making people fearful to leave their homes. Governor DeWine responded to the lawmakers during his daily coronavirus press conference Monday, calling their efforts foolish.
So at some point, this foolishness has got to stop, and we just got to get, and I'm not talking about most Ohio, there's just a small number of people who just continue, for whatever reason, to think that this is and act as if this is some big joke.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The impeachment effort comes a week after a county in Michigan approved a resolution to support the impeachment of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The Seattle Seahawks traveled to Philly's Lincoln Financial Field to play the Eagles for Monday Night Football. Monday's result marks seven straight victories for the Seahawks against the Eagles, who have yet to beat Seattle since Pete Carroll took over as head coach. The Hawks are atop the AFC West with an 8-3 record. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.